The Gemara was bothered with a kasha. It says, "V'chiyinatzu anoshin v'nakfu isha hara." And the question is, why does the Torah have to say that she was an isha hara? If the Torah says v'yatzu yilodeo, the next words, then by definition, she had to have been an isha hara. The word hara is extra, and the Gemara has two suggestions. Either it's coming to teach me that just like the demei vlodos go to the husband, the shvach vlodos go to the husband as well, as if to say all shvach of the heroyoin go to the Baal, or l'kidetanya. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said that the only time the man is chayiv is if he hits her keneged beis heroyon. So two different pshatim of what perhaps is the reason that the Torah added this word, hara. Beshita mikubetzes, right here, brings from the Ra'ah that as it relates to the two drushes of what to learn from the word hara, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Why? He says, number one, because Rapapa was mefarish what Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said. And in the world of Klali Apsak, if a Tana says something, and then an Amor explains what the Tana said, it's mistaber that the Amor is explaining it because he understood that that's the halacha. So from the fact that Rapapa went to pains to explain the shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's a raya that the halacha must be like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And besides, says the shita gumet, says v'su kaimelon, everyone knows the rule mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov kavanoki, that the mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is kavanoki, and if that's the case, we always paskin like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So as it relates to this drasha of hara keneged harayin zok the shita gumet, says quoting the ra'ah, this is going to be the halacha. The Mechas Chinuch in Mitzvah Memtes brings the Shita Mekubet, says, and he says that although the Shita, according to Ra'ah, said for a Dava Pashit that the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, but if you look at the Rambam, and if you look at the Rif and the Rush, they don't bring the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The reason probably is because they held that the whole Shita of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was coming to explain what Hara means. If you hold not like the Chachamim, that Shvach Vlodis does not go to the husband. But if you hold Shvach Vlodis goes to the husband, so then we already used Hara. It's taken to teach me that halacha. And if that's the case, there's no Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So the Michas Chinuch, that even though the Shita Mekubet says, came with a Ganskai and said, this is the way it is, Lameisa from the Gedolei HaPoskim, it doesn't seem that way. The Ra'ah has a good argument. Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. Teretz is Pasha. We've referenced this so many times over the years. And that is because there is a Deya out there amongst the Achroinim that although Chazal said Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki, it could be it's only the Mishnayas of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that were Kavanaki. But as relates to the Brises, could be not. So Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kav. There's very little, but the Naki, it's clean, it's pure. We always pass on like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's one of the most powerful rules when it comes to Klali Apsak. But is it only by a Mishnah, or is it by a Braisa as well? Zokta Minchas Chinuch, it sounds to me like that's the Machloikis Rishonim. The Ra'ah that says, V'su, Kaimelon, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki, he holds Mishnas Lav Dafka, it'd be true for a Braisa as well. Whereas the Gedolei HaPoskim that left out this halacha, it's Kenira because they held it was only the Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, it's not the Braisa. Now the emes is this noisei of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, is it true only for the Mishnah? Is it true for the Braisa as well? So all the Mefarshei HaKlolim talk about this at length. The Yad Malachi in his Klali HaTalmud, Simin Tov Tes Vav, has pages on this. The Chidah in his Sefer Ein Zoicher. So all the Svarim that talk about these in Yonim have a very, very long chapter. This is one of the great Chakiris Hayuduas in the world of Klali HaPsach. But just one interesting Marim Akim, and that is, there's a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. Right? Every tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi is Nevuah Shehutzrichu L'Doiras. It's gold. So there's a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. It's in Simen Yud, where he was asked this question. The Shoyal wanted to know if Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanoki is true only for Mishnayas, or it's true for Braises as well. And he brought a raya nefla. He said that this Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, it's one of the places that the Gemara mentions this rule. And the Gemara over there says as follows, Tani Shimon ben Azai, also known as Ben Azai, he said, I found a Megillah, I found a scroll in Yerushalayim, the Kasuv Ba, and it said inside the scroll a few things. It said, Ish Ployni Mamzer Me Eches Ish. Okay. not our sugya. That is the sugya in Yevamis Memtas Amid Beis. And Bederech Agav, it also said, the Kosev Ba, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. It said other things as well. But one of the things that it said in this Megillus Yochsan was, Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. So the Chacham Tzvi said like this, this was a scroll that was found by Ben Azai that seemed to have been around for some time. Certainly around before the times of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi lived after Ben Azai, right? Ben Azai is one of the chaverim of Rabbi Akiva. He was one of the dalet that were nichnasu l'paradis together with Rabbi Akiva. Which means that this memra of Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki predated Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. He said, who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnah. In other words, it can't be that Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is Miloshin Mishnah. Because there was no Mishnah at the time of Ben Azai, and at the time that this scroll was written. So Bal Karchach, when it says Mishnas Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the word Mishnas Lav Davka. And if the word Mishnas Lav Davka, that means it has to incorporate the prices as well. Now Chacham Tzvi says, I'm saying good, but let me say it a little bit better. Afilun Tim Tzoloima, there was a musig of a Mishnah before the times of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. But that Mishnah is not under a Mishnah, because at the end of the day, what was the avoid of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi took all the braises, he took all the arichas advarim, loyal Mishnah, admon tamid b'derech k'tzara, he liked the memories of Rameyah, but the point is, he was the one that gave us our Mishnayas and braises. In other words, even if there was a musik of a Mishnah before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but that's not under a Mishnah. When we say today, in Tovshin Pei Dalet, that there's a Mishnah and there's a Braisa. What makes something a Mishnah? What makes something a Braisa? That was the Avoida of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So if the Poiskim are going to be Mechalik between a Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov versus a Braisa of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that means we're being Mechalik based on what we know today as being a Mishnah and what we know today as being a Braisa. That can't be Emes, said the Chacham Tzvi. Because you see, that Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov was Kav Menachi even before that. Meaning the whole Mekar to be Mechav with the Mishnah and Braisa would be the words Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. And those words, Mishnah's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, even if the word Mishnah was Dafka, but it doesn't mean what Mishnah means today. It would mean whatever Mishnah meant 100 years before Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Sinzok techacham tzvi avaraya she'en olav tshuva. Wrote that in a tshuva. Avaraya she'en olav tshuva, that this must be the way it is.